Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Tagarong by Brian Jakes, narrated by the author and others.
Prologue.
My father always says that the life of a scholar is more rewarding than that of a cook. When I asked him why, he told me it is better to have ink on your paws than flour on your nose. But then he grew serious and explained to me that to be a recorder at Redwall Abbey is a great honour. He said that my writings will form part of our Abbey's history. They will remain there for all creatures to see, forever and ever. Then he laughed and said that no matter how much care goes into the making of a pie crust, it disappears in the space of a single meal. So I am serving my apprenticeship under that good old mouse, Brother Hoban, our senior recorder. Old Hoban sleeps a lot these days, so I get lots of practice. I am finding more and more that I like to write. My mother thinks my writing shows a great talent, but mothers are like that, aren't they? I have been working since last winter on the strange tale of the Tagarong. I have spoken to many Redwallers about it in the evenings and spent my days writing it up. What a story it is! Brother Hoban says that every good tale should have the proper ingredients, and they are all here, believe me. Sadness and joy, comedy and tragedy, and a good dose of rousing action. Sounds a bit like a cooking recipe to me. Be that as it may be, I have finished writing the account. This evening, I am due to start reading my narrative to all the Redwallers and Cavern Hole. Winter is the best time for stories. A good warm fire, some tasty food and drink, and an attentive audience. Who could ask for more? I can see the snow lying deep on the ground outside our gatehouse. Icicles are hanging from the trees instead of leaves. Daylight is fading as night steals in early. All that remains for me to do is to wash this ink off my paws, get my scarf, oh, and wake Brother Hoban. The old fellow is in his armchair snoozing by the embers of the fire. Then it's off to Cavern Hole to read the tale to my friends. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Would you like to come and listen? I'm sure you'll be welcome. If you don't know the way, then follow me and Brother Hoban, though it will take a while, as he shuffles quite slowly and has to lean on me. Oh, by the way, don't forget to wipe your paws before entering the abbey. Oh, and another thing. Please compliment my dad on his autumn harvest soup. I know that will please him. Right then, away we go. Watch out for Dibbons throwing snowballs. Come on, we don't want to be late. Silly me, how can we be late? They can't start without me. I'm the one who will be reading the tale of the Tagarong, you know. But I've already told you that. Sorry. Up you come, Brother Hoban. You can sleep by the fire in Cavern Hole. But don't snore too loud or my mother will wake you up and tell you not to interrupt her talented daughter's wonderful story. That's mother's for you, eh?
Sister Rosabel, Assistant Recorder of Redwall Abbey.